David, do you copy?
I can hear you a little bit.
I can hear you loud and clear. David, do you copy? You copy. just garble. David, are you there? Only getting static. static. Just static. Yes, very static. Yes, not clear.
Okay, that's the best we got anyway, I guess. I'm gonna go over into town here for more to see if the cabin is going.
Sounds good. I understood everything you said. 4. Got it.
RWS 603. Hear you loud and clear, buddy. I'm having a hard time hearing you. Where are you at? That's kind of crazy for a little, 20 watt, so it's pretty decent. Down here in this valley, and you gotta try to go across. But usually I can hit it from anywhere else but my house. Pretty decent there.
You are 395. Taylor, do you copy him?
Eventually, I want to get a 50 watt radio or 45 watt, just to be able to utilize the space we have in Utah so much better. But yeah, Brandon and I were up in Idaho. Well, not really up in Idaho. We were in Malad for a minute. Just out driving around, and yeah, we had some fun, interesting situations come up. So.
Are my trucks still there?
You're having a hard time hitting this, so it's hard to hear you.
Driving with you, or is he in his own truck?
In his own truck. We've just been out driving around.
some way my door lock actuator rod for the power lock somehow fell out of the door. So now I don't have power locks on the driver door. So I don't know when I lost it, I don't know how I lost it, but it's gone. Like, we stopped in Milan and it wasn't there.
And it's not in the door at all. It's actually out of the door.
WRWG 395, can you hear me, Taylor?
I hear ya.
Making the repeater.
Looking down in there and I couldn't see the rod. It could be down there, but I'm not seeing it. Like, it just completely fell out of its little holding spot, and the clip's gone and everything, and I can't see it.
Another thing you need to fix, I guess. You'll get it fixed. You know you will.
Yeah, but I don't know if I did end up losing this one. So that'll be fun. Luckily, I can still lock the door. It still works, but it's the rod that goes from the motor actuator to the door lock, and that's gone. So I have the main lock assembly, so that's fine. But that'll be next weekend thing, and that's hopefully I have the parts to do it.
The very beginning of that, but I got most of the gist.
We're heading up a hill right now, so we've got a little bit more interference. But yeah, if I still have the rod in the door, then I should be all right if I have a clip. But if that rod's gone, then I don't know if I have another one. So that'll be fun. I'm just more concerned with locking the door, which I can still do.
Actuate, like, through the key where you lock both doors.
That way you can use the power lock or use the key, but if you remove the power lock solenoid, then it just works as a normal door, which is nice. So I don't have to worry about locking or unlocking my truck because the rod's not there, because I can still lock it because it uses a different part of the system. The actuator's still there, but the rod that goes from the actuator to the main mechanism as a bypass is gone. So I just don't have that anymore.
Like, they're pretty cheap, like $30 or so. So, well, maybe you can get them cheaper, let's see. Why is it at number 88 though? I thought the 88 was a Hendrick number.
Rod or two, because I've got the ones out of my old doors, because I used the ones out of the 80s doors on my truck. So I'm hoping that I kept everything.
They're like $5 on LMC. But that's LMC and you know how their shipping is.
Driver's side light bar keeps trying to fall off. I know exactly why, and it's technically my fault, but hopefully it'll stay. If it gets busted again, I'll just have to replace it too. But yeah, this door lock mechanism I'll have to do next week, and I ain't got time to deal with it this week.
Well, you're good. Which light is coming off on your driver's side? Is it your little 5-inch or your 7-inch one?
It's like a 42-inch. under the driver. That one got replaced a couple or last month because it had dragged and broke the wires on it. But I replaced the door seal trim because my metal ones were broken. So I put new ones in, or plastic ones out of another truck I had. And when I pulled the screw out, it also pulled the nut that was holding the light bar in. So I didn't realize it, so it's been dragging along. Luckily, it hasn't broken the wires, so as long as I keep it tied up somehow, then I'm good.
Okay, yeah, I kind of just figured that out right after I said that. I'm like, Taylor, don't, that's stupid if you don't say that. You know what it is. But hopefully that doesn't fall out this time. Well, if it does, you know, they sell replacements.
And the thing is, six months ago or a year ago, they didn't offer replacements. But they do now, which is good, because if I need to, I have options. And I don't replace the entire system.
Joint thing with Hendrick. You're both Chevys.
Gotta be what it is. Oh, he's gonna fry the tires here. I mean, fry them all the way down is what I mean. Not just spin them. He's just gonna fry them. Holy crap.
But everybody seems like they've got good luck with KMRS. The thing is, though, I mean, it's doing me good so far. I'm loving it.
Yeah, I might switch to that antenna for the Jeep.
Well,
I don't know. I might not. New Zealand. Okay.
I mean, so far I'm really liking it. A lot of people are saying they haven't had any issues with the bandwidth. Because I use them for ham and GMRS and MRS. And I mean, I'm just using it for GMRS for now. Eventually, someday, I'll probably get my ham license. But, I mean, so far, it's done me very well.
Yeah, that is a plus. I think if I'm going to use anything, it might be the truck. But the Jeep is probably going to get the little ghost antenna. And the big 6.5 EV gain what I have is going to go on the roof eventually.
So, I mean, you've got a couple options, but, I mean, for the truck, I think the Comet will suit it well. But I highly recommend getting that spring. I really do. Especially just to take up any flex or movement in the bracket or however you want to mount yours. The bracket I've got quite a bit of movement, but if I move it too much, I fear that it'll end up breaking off. So I kind of wanted to take up a little bit of that slack and put it into the antenna. And, you know, everything else going camping, I don't want that antenna getting caught ripping in the mount out. So, I mean, for $25 from Comet, that's not a bad option at all.
Really not. I almost want to get one of those, like, under the dash stereo antennas for your radio, like your car radio, and then mount the Comet on the original position of my radio antenna.
Honestly, you very well could do that. I mean, it sucks that you don't have an option for the radio antenna like me, where your antenna's in the windshield. But, I mean, there's other ways around it. You've got the ones that stick to the window. You've got the underdash antennas and everything. So, I mean, it'd clean up the look. It'd only be running one antenna or whatever. Or if you really could do it, you might be able to make a splitter or find a splitter. That way you can use that antenna for the radio and your mobile radio.
Nah, I'll just go in under the dash one. That sounds easier. find me like a screw post version of that Comet if they make it, instead of the NMO mount, and just modify the original base plate. Just have to place that on there.
I mean, you've got options, though, and also, side note, we're just heading into Tremonton now, and, I mean, I don't know about you, but you're coming across clear, so you're quite a bit clearer now that we're getting a little closer.
Yeah, there's not as much drop-off when you're in. Well, anyway, I'm going to head in. I gotta prepare for a birthday dinner, so... I'll keep in touch, but I'm probably just going to head off this. So, WR, WF, 603, clear.
Buddy, sounds good to me. WRX, 5549.